Thank you. It is a real joy, a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be able to be here another Saturday. We're thankful for the Lord having mercy on us and saving us and giving us without price, without money, a drink out of a well of living water. I'm glad I got me a drink out of that well. I've drunk a lot of times out of the world of the flesh and things that are seductive, enticing to this stinking flesh, and that's why people commit sin for the pleasure. The Bible said the pleasure of sin for a season. But I never was really satisfied that I got me a drink out of the well that the Lord Jesus had to offer, and it was without price, without money. It didn't cost me anything, cost him everything. The Bible said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. If works had something to do with getting saved, beloved, then Jesus died a vain death. You don't work to get saved. You labor because you are saved. We're his workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Now, the work was done at Calvary. The Bible said, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Now, everybody that's saved ought to be laboring, but very few that have been saved by the grace of God are laboring. Their labor, that is, in the Lord. Their labor is in the flesh. Their labor is not in the Lord. When it's all said and done, when they face him at the judgment seat of Christ, God have mercy on all the unfaithful folks who have been saved and born again and saved by God's marvelous, amazing grace. A time, not a picnic, but payday, and a great suffering of loss. And God have mercy. So many, what few that there are that genuinely saved today. Not many people are. Most folk have a lip service and head knowledge and an empty heart. They never had a transformation. They didn't have a conversion. They've had the operation of faith performed on their hearts. The Bible said, well, with the heart, men believe it. That's not this muscle that pumps the blood. That's part of the physical body. He's talking about the inner man, the eternal man, the immortal man. He's talking about the eternal soul and the spirit of man, the live, eternal spirit living inside the soul, beloved, for the heart, that is the inner man. For the heart, man believeth in the righteousness, and with the mouth confessions made unto salvation. And, beloved, the only way to be saved and born again is through the preaching of the Word of God. The Bible said it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. They cannot preach, beloved, if they've not been called, saved by the grace of God, and sent by God. They're not going to be able to preach. There'll be no good news. The glorious gospel of Christ brought to loss in a dying world outside those that are members of the body of Christ. Everybody's been born again. Beloved's been saved by God's marvelous, amazing grace. And Paul said we are what little bit we are only by the grace of God, and not even us living, but Christ living us. The life we now live as Christians, we better be living for Jesus. And by the grace of God, we better be trying to do the very best we can to be pleasing and acceptable in his sight. You better labor while you've got life, while you've got time. Yesterday's gone, and right now, at this moment, you'll never draw it back. So I suggest to you that you give it a wholehearted effort. And, beloved, as a Christian, if you daily cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and the spirit of the flesh, perfecting wholeness in the fear of God. Every child of God, ever been saved by the grace of God, beloved, has eternal life. We don't have to worry about losing our salvation. You can't save yourself. You can't keep yourself. Beloved, that's a positive fact. Man, in his very best state is altogether vanity. We're depraved and wretched from the top of the head to the bottom of the feet. I'm talking about fleshly man. I'm talking about the house that you're living in, the house your tabernacle in, beloved. It has, as I said, it has the sentence of death in it. Beloved, it's sinful and shameful. It has a fallen, depraved, Adamic nature. God have mercy on you if you run after your flesh. Saved or unsaved, if you run after it, you're going to wind up reaping corruption. God help you to realize there's nothing good that is in your stinking flesh. Nothing good in my rotten, wretched flesh. Bible said, Apostle Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am. Fleshly man he's talking about. Oh, fleshly, wretched man that I am. He said, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, I thank God it's through Christ Jesus our Lord. I with a mind that is a mind of Christ. We serve the law of God, but with our flesh we serve the law of sin. Sins in our members. If you've been saved by the grace of God, beloved, it's somebody that's living inside you, then the Bible says the seed remaineth, a seed of faith. He's in you, Christ in you, God in you, the hope of glory, and he cannot sin. Thank God he said, be a good children. I've overcome the world. We're more than conquerors. Him loved us and gave himself for us. Thank God for his marvelous, amazing grace. The saving grace is keeping power, and beloved being sealed, thank God, with the Holy Spirit of promise unto the day of redemption. Thank God it's inseparable. Nothing Paul said will ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. I love the Lord. That is, you've really been saved and born again. We're not talking about easy believism. We're not talking about church membership, not talking about turning over a new leaf or feeling good or doing good or trying to get better. Brother, man, his very best state is altogether vanity. We're depraved and wretched. That is, fleshly man have a sinful, shameful, Adamic nature. And brother, you're born with it, shaped iniquity and born in sin. The psalmist David in his mother's womb, he was shaped iniquity and born in sin. Born, brother, with a sinful, shameful, depraved, Adamic nature. Brother, you've got it, you'll have it, you get out of this vile body. No wonder the Apostle Paul said, oh, wretched man, who shall deliver me from the body that's dead? He said, I thank God it's through Christ Jesus our Lord. Out of the mind of Christ that God gives you when you get saved. Serve the law of God, but the old wretched flesh, you'll serve the law of sin. There's sin in your members, that is, in your flesh. But if you've been born again, beloved, inside you, that's where he remains. That's where the divine nature, divine spirit is tabernacle in you, beloved, and the gates of hell cannot and will not prevail against the church of living God. I'm a member this afternoon, thank God, of his flesh, of his body, of his bones. I've been born a second time, the Lord in heaven. Glad God I'm not the old man that used to be. The old man died. I'm talking about the flesh of man. I crucified the old man 44 years ago. Gave up myself. Come to God with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. Loving heart and only thing about the Bible. But I knew the Bible was all about. I knew Jesus was the Son of God. I knew he died for my sin. I knew God raised him from the dead. My mother told me about him. And I believed what she had to say. I knew there was something special about that name. And beloved, there is something special about his name. It's very special. But there is another name under heaven given among men. But all the world must be saved. He's a Savior of all mankind, the Scripture said, and especially to them that believe. That means he died for the sin of the world. Being a Savior of all mankind, he's a Savior, brother. There's nobody else can save you, but praise God, but him. He's a Savior of all mankind. But that don't mean you're saved. You've got to believe. Especially to them, he said that believe. That's when it comes personal, real, and gets alive in you. When you finally give up yourself, you commit yourself, then you ask God to have mercy, not tongue-in-cheek, with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. You call him for God to have mercy upon you. Whosoever the Bible says shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Beloved, you can't call him if you're not heard. You can't hear without a preacher. Beloved, you can't be saved. To somebody who's got the Spirit of God in them, who's been saved by the grace of God, bring you the good news of the glorious gospel of Christ. It must shine, beloved, in your heart. He's got to get alive in you. He's got to transform you. He's got to quicken you. He's got to change you. He's got to perform the operation of faith inside you. You cannot and will not get to heaven if you reach the age of accountability where you've got an awareness of sin, beloved, if you don't experience a new birth. When sin is imputed, beloved, I'm talking about you got to acknowledge your sin. You choose to run the flesh in the world and you run from the call of God. Beloved, sin is imputed. And when sin is imputed, you become a transgressor, a sinner. If you die in sin, you'll be alienated, separated from God Almighty, wind up dying a second death after an eternal death in a place of eternal torment and damnation, in a place where the fire will never go out, where the worm will die, and the smoke of the torment of a second death where the sinner of heaven ever there be no rest. God have mercy on you day or night. You don't have to go to hell. By the way, God's not going to send you to hell. Somebody said, I just don't believe a loving God, but send me there. Well, you're right. He won't. You'll do that yourself. He gives you an opportunity and a great privilege, brother, to believe what he had to say about his only begotten Son. God sent Jesus in the world not to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son to whosoever believeth in him. That's not tongue in cheek. That's not mind in mouth, brother. That's heart. That's the real you, the immortal you, the eternal you that's living in this earth perhaps, that tabernacle, brother, that house of clay, that body of clay in which it's going to be dissolved. One day after a while, God have mercy on you, make preparation, beloved, to die. And Adam, we're all going to die. There is no discharge in the royal death. You're going to die. I'm going to die. There's this physical body. There's no discharge, no getting out of there. Everybody in this flesh, beloved, has to die. But I'm glad, thank God, you don't have to taste of a second death. That's an eternal death. That's an immortal death, beloved, where you wind up weeping and wailing and gnashing your teeth. The same body, beloved, a glorified body like in the Son of God, immortal body, a glorified body prepared for the eternal heaven, beloved. This old house is all, I've got a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. You'll have a body yourself if you die and go to hell. An immortal body, you'll have all the characteristics, beloved, that you had in this body when he wound up weeping, wailing and gnashing your teeth in the place of eternal torment and damnation, an unquenchable fire where the fire will never go out, where the worm will never die, and the smoke of the torment. God have mercy on you. Listen to me. The smoke of that torment will ascend up ever and ever, and there'll be no rest day or night. Don't go to hell. You don't have to go to hell. Jesus died in your place. He that knew no sin, thank God, became sin for you and me. We might be made the righteous of God in him, taken of death, loving and Calvary, being made an offering of sin. He took down that little wall fishing in between us, Jew and Gentile place. No, God don't make no difference. He's the same world, all rich and all that call upon him, no matter who you are, but what you've done. Thank God, the blood of Jesus Christ, God's own Son, cleanses us from all sin. I bet, thank God, when he saved me, he forgave me, cleansed me, put me in newness of life, took out that old heart of stone, put out that old corrupt nature out of me, put a new nature in me, a divine nature in me, God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. 44 wonderful years I've been enjoying this wonderful salvation. By the way, you can't be saved and not know it, beloved. The Bible said you know you pass from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren, the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. I remember before I got saved, when somebody come in and representing the church or talking about Christianity, beloved, it scared me, it troubled me. I tried to make an exit stage left, tried to get away from them, beloved, because I knew my life wasn't right and I wasn't quite ready. I thought to come to become a Christian. I run from it. When I got saved, praise God, I started running to it. I just can't get enough of this blessed book, this Bible, the psalmist. Oh, I love thy law. The word of God is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I want daily to have his word in my heart. I might not sin against him. What a wonderful Savior that it is, beloved. Died at Calvary and gave up the ghost. His soul was made an offering of sin. His soul went right down, beloved, into hell itself. He said he didn't suffer. His only one to see corruption, nor let the soul in hell, beloved. He bore our sin in his own body, and seeing he took our punishment, he was bruised for iniquities, that is our sin. And the chastisement what we had coming was upon him. By his stripes, praise God, you healed, the healing balm, the chief physician, beloved. That doesn't mean the body. That means healing the soul. He bore our sin in his own body on the tree. The just, the unjust, the holy for the unholy, the righteous for the unrighteous. He's a wonderful Savior. He wants to save you this afternoon, beloved. And he will if you'll just come to him. He won't force you. He won't make you. But he'll give you an opportunity to prove it. To come to get saved if you'll just let him do so. He died for you. He died for me. He died for the sin of the world. Whosoever met all of us, beloved, could come. If we just would come and believe what God had to say, concerning his precious word. Man's not living by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. You better pay attention. Take heed. God ordained preaching for you to get saved. You can't get in any other way, because Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. Praise God. He's all the way to get to heaven. See, my time just about going to write to us. Pray for us, and God bless you. I pray in his name. Amen.